Hi there. I'm really glad you're here. The fact that you signed up for this challenge tells me something important about you. You care about your relationships. You care about how you show up. And you don't want yelling to be the way you handle hard moments. That matters. And it's a really good place to begin. Before we go any further, I want to say something really important. There are times when yelling is appropriate, even necessary. If your toddler is about to run into the street, please yell. If your child is reaching for something hot, raise your voice. If someone is about to get hurt or something needs immediate attention, a loud, urgent response can be the right tool. That's not what we're trying to eliminate. The problem is when yelling becomes our default, when it shows up because we've repeated ourselves too many times, because we feel ignored, because someone else is raising their voice, or because the pressure has been building all day. Over time, something happens. People stop responding to it. It becomes background noise. And that means when you actually need it, it's no longer effective. So this challenge isn't about never raising your voice. It's about making sure that when you do, it actually means something. Before we go any further, I want to make this simple and clear. This challenge is designed to fit into real life. Most days, this will take you about 10 to 15 minutes, and many days, even less. You'll get a short daily email, occasional short audios like this one, and a simple daily check-in. If you want to spend more time reflecting, you can, but you don't have to. This isn't about adding more to your plate. It's about changing what's already been happening inside your day. And I also want you to know where we're going. Over the next 30 days, you're going to learn how to move through 5 simple shifts. Number 1 is awareness, seeing what's happening inside you. Number 2, slowing, creating space before reacting. Number 3 is responsibility, owning your response, not theirs. Number 4 is repair, reconnecting when things don't go well. And number 5 is consistency, practicing this over time. We're going to build this step by step. You might be wondering who this is for. This isn't just about parenting, and it's not about marriage. If you find yourself raising your voice in any relationship, this applies. Because this isn't ultimately about them. It's about what's happening inside you. Why we yell. Most of us don't yell for just one reason. Sometimes we yell because we feel like we're not being heard. We've repeated ourselves too many times. Someone else is raising their voice. We're carrying frustration from someplace else. Or we don't feel like we have a safe place to express what we're feeling. Those are real experiences. But here's what we're going to focus on. No matter why the pressure is there, yelling usually happens when that pressure moves too quickly into action. So the pattern is, pressure builds, the moment speeds up, and your reaction comes out before you've had a chance to choose it. We're going to work with a simple pattern. What you're thinking shapes what you're feeling, which drives how you respond. So it's not just what happens, it's what your mind makes it mean. So we're going to build awareness, then learn how to slow the moment, then practice choosing different responses. We'll talk about repair, and then how to stay consistent. James chapter 1, verse 19 says, "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." That doesn't happen by accident. It happens when we learn to slow things down enough to choose it. So here's all I want you to do today. Don't try to stop yelling. Just notice this. When during your day do you start to feel pressure building? And before you move on with your day, take just a couple minutes to set yourself up for the week. Download and print your week 1 journal pages. Choose a simple time in your day, just a few minutes, to read the email and reflect. It doesn't have to be perfect, just consistent. And I want to say one more thing before we finish. This is really important. This challenge is not about perfection. It's about practice. You're going to have days where this goes really well, and days where it doesn't. You might go a few days without yelling, then have a moment where you do. That does not mean you failed. It means you're learning. If you do great for 4 days and then yell on day five, you still had 4 days of doing something different. That counts. So you don't start over. You just keep going. Because part of what we're going to learn in this challenge is how to repair when things don't go the way you hoped. So even those moments that don't go the way you want matter. And one other thing, if you miss a day or fall behind, don't try to catch everything up. Just pick up where you are and keep moving forward. You're not going to get this right all at once. You're practicing something new, and that's how real change happens. I'll see you tomorrow.